For the 2015 Denver Broncos, the mission was the same.
I want everybody to understand that I do understand the expectations of this organization. And that's why I love it so much. I know that each and every year this team is built is for one reason, and one reason only, and that's to win a championship.
A familiar face had returned home to complete that mission and stayed true to his word.
I want y'all to know how proud I am to be a part of you. I know that I have a job to do, but I'm one of you, and we're going to do it together.
To fully understand this team, you have to start with the fundamental question, what is a Bronco? The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines it as a wild horse of North America, but we know a Bronco to be so much more. It starts with the most successful owner in National Football League history and the culture that Pat Bowlen created from his first day on the job.
I think that he changed the nature of what the Denver Bronco football team was going to be, what it was going to be about. He represents the best of what an owner can be. His legacy is integrity and all of the things that are good about football.
A brand of football built by Mr. Bowlen that means so much to the Broncos of the present and the past.
Felt like every time we put that jersey on, it signified winning and being a part of an organization that was first class.
First class not only describes this storied franchise, but also the ring that has been created for the world champions. This meticulously crafted piece of jewelry brings the story of the 2015 Denver Broncos to life. The design took time to come together, assembling and executing to build the mold, similar to the way John Elway's design took form, adding integral pieces that were vital to the final product.
Gilmore's battled for and intercepted! Intercepted in the end zone! Darian Stewart!
It didn't come easy for this team, with 11 victories decided by 7 points or less. Symbolic of this team, the ring is assembled with a record-setting 13 individual pieces that were grinded together to create excellence. This is reminiscent of the record-setting defense that kept grinding on every play to become the greatest defensive unit of all time.
Still free, going to be picked up by a Packer, and this will be a safety.
90 grams of gold with 194 diamonds, amassing 5.05 carats, befitting of a team who registered 52 regular season sacks and come playoff time had elevated their game so high that the likes of Roethlisberger, Brady, and Newton had never met anything like this before. This handcrafted masterpiece was created by the entire team at Jostens, much the way it took every member of the Broncos to reach the pinnacle of greatness.
Brandon McManus continues to be perfect in the postseason.
It took passion and drive, hard work, dedication, and a never-say-die attitude.
Fowler still on his feet inside the Pittsburgh 40. Biggest play of the game, Manning to Benny Fowler.
Never fearing going into the fire. The ring contains iconic symbols throughout the design. The face is adorned with the historic number 50, the first time digits have been used on a Super Bowl ring in place of Roman numerals.
The Denver Broncos are world champions. They have just won Super Bowl 50.
The Broncos' head contains custom-cut blue crundum stone with a mane and eye that burst with orange sapphires. The head is flanked by three Lombardi trophies, signifying the three Super Bowl victories in the history of this legendary organization.
And Lombardi trophy is coming home to the Mile High City.
Rimming the north side of the ring are 15 stones representing the 15 divisional championships in team history. On the south side, there are 15 more stones, representing the 15 wins to achieve the title of world champions. In the face of seemingly insurmountable odds, this team displayed their resiliency.
CJ's on the loose. CJ with one to beat. Down the sideline. CJ Anderson to the house. Denver wins it.
Creating lasting memories in storybook fashion, worthy of a bow. As you delve deeper into the ring, other components come to life. The east and west side of the ring are encrusted with a series of 28 stones on each side that, when added together, represent the 56 years of the team's existence. This Broncos team was disrespected. The experts always counted them out. The experts were proven wrong. As a reminder, the inside of the ring is engraved with the opponents and scores of the three playoff victories it took to be the final team standing in the end. One shank contains the player's name, along with eight diamonds, as a symbol of the eight AFC championships achieved by the Denver Broncos franchise. The bottom contains the player's numbers, filled in with diamonds, only befitting of the star-studded performances it took to earn this world championship. The final pieces of the ring were executed with precision, the way the final chapter of a Hall of Fame career unfolded on that magical night in Santa Clara. The jewels were added one by one, the way opposing quarterbacks were thwarted one by one. The last and most important feature of the ring is on the other shank, in honor of the man that has made this dream possible. It bears the name of his team, Denver Broncos, etched at the top, along with the Lombardi Trophy, wrapped in a banner containing four simple words. This one's for Pat. However, the ever-gracious Mr. Bolin wouldn't want it that way, as he reminded us following the team's first Super Bowl victory.
Let me say one thing, and I want you to remember this afternoon. This is about you. This is about our fans. This is about our community. This is about our state, and this is about our city. This victory belongs to you. It belongs to all of us.